This 1UP podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more. Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.
All right, here we are, the Rap Battle Finals. As you know, we got Hungry MCs tonight, Ralphie, kid named Whiskey Nerd, make it all the way. Here we go. We're going to do this 30 seconds. Ralphie, 30 seconds. Let's hear it. One of the key styles make your messenger cry smileys. Water dry eyes, finish fantasies finally. Fabled knights of the round table, able to fight enemies. Centipede and Pikmin sprayed with raid, that's the scent of me. Devious, Xevious, Sam Sirius, and stuffed on Zergags. Winter stays, Silpede the Red Alert, command and conquer fur days. Mr. Do as I do, and not as Doom does. Bust Goomba's balls, I'm the Zuma Grand Poomba.
Okay, time. Whiskey Nerd. It's all you now.
Short bus flow, the words fall out. None of us knows what the fuck that's all about. Riddle and riddle, an outcast who shouts fast, tongue-tied tequila worm, killed in his shot glass. Wiimote waggler, what are you, 8 years old? Rub rabbits is the only tail you've touched, asshole. I heard about your hentai, the closet you hide your toys in, and the cock measuring contest. You lost a little poison, howling no, 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 no,
time.
No,
that's
no.
Time. That's time up. That's time up. All right. It's still too close to call. This is too close. So here's how it's going to happen. One more rhyme each. You need to make it count. Ralphie, all you.
You lie, and every boy in here knows this. The only poison I fear is your Taco Bell halitosis.
Grandma says I better win.
Whiskey, what you got?
A little poison line was awkward. You lose any word war when your so-called sword looks like old granny hardcores.
Hello, and welcome to GFW Radio Podcast. This is our podcast for June 19th, 2007. We hope this one records, or we're never going to do this again. And goodbye. I'm here with Jeff Green, editor-in-chief of GFW Radio, magazine, also radio.
At least you didn't say CGW.
I'm a multimedia mogul, GFW Radio and magazine. And I'm here with the staff, which are as follows.
Ryan Scott.
Darren Gladstone.
I'm Sean and on and on and on and on and on. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm Sean and on and on.
Me too. Two Sean and on and ons. So, yeah, so last week, kind of a big fiasco, huh? Yeah. That was probably our best podcast ever, and now no one's ever
It was definitely the best one ever.
2 hours gone for good.
Indubitably
destroyed.
Every time something goes wrong this week, let's just keep reminding people they should have really heard last week's.
Or just make up stuff that was in that missing 2 hours.
Right. Oh, we talked about that last week.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was like in the future. We could basically just some week when we – whatever the stars align in such a way that prevent us from taping, we can just pretend that we lost it again and list every perfect scenario that we could –
we'll just use that from now
possibly
on.
Have done.
It's a pretty great excuse.
Seriously, Sean, how are we going to make sure that this doesn't happen again this week?
I really don't know.
But it was
well, that's reassuring.
Yeah. What was cool is
there are ways. I know exactly what went wrong, so I won't do that again, basically.
We should really have Ryan taking down like transcription as we talk here. What do you think, Ryan?
What
no,
was
we
cool
shouldn't.
Is huh? that the fact the 1 week that we didn't put the podcast up, we got like bigger threads and message boards than we ever had.
I think that should tell us something.
Is that cool?
but no, I mean, it could be one of those scenarios where a lot of people were out there that like, you know, all the people that posted on our blog entry that I had no idea that they were even 1UP, .com members or that they listen until, we take away what they're used to and then they had something to say. That was cool.
Yeah. True. Of course, then we get the guys who register just to tell us we suck and then never post again. Thanks for joining 1UP.
And then you ban them and they register again and again and again.
Welcome back.
You still suck. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if we're going to cover anything we covered last week, if we're just going to let all that vanish.
Yeah, you can't recapture that magic.
Can't recapture. It's gone. Gone forever. There is one thing I think we should talk about, though, probably still, is the SimCities.
Oh, yeah.
Societies.
We could do all that.
Cover
it's,
story.
It's just all the specific tangents, like in the Walgreens and Rite Aid.
No, we can't go
back. Oh, yeah,
back
we can't
there.
Do that. Can't recapture that.
But let me tell you, that was funny stuff, and you all missed it.
I missed hysterical. It, too.
Weren't those Walgreens jokes great?
They really were.
That was awesome when we did that.
Chief Pemmican
this is,
was
this
involved.
This is the whole podcast, by the way. We're just going to be doing that.
Remember when you said...
Yeah.
Oh, Darren, yeah, you weren't here. Were you?
Yeah, that's right. I'm not allowed to say where I was, but in a couple of weeks I will
be.
Why
can't you
to.
Say it? We said it. Oh, but that podcast is gone.
Ah,
so we
see?
Didn't say it.
Serendipitous.
Wait, really? You can't say you can't.
Everyone knows about it, don't they?
Yeah. No, it's all announced.
No, actually, well, the fact that I was there, it's really weird. They asked that I not say anything about my even being there until...
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That's really ridiculous, actually.
All right, well, it's a big-time RPG from a big-time company.
Exactly.
Located opposite the coast from California, so you figure it out.
Let's
but technically, I didn't say it.
Let's narrow it down a little further, shall we?
What the hell? Who cares? All right, let's move on.
So you got some topics to tell us about?
Yeah, we got some topics. Well, like I said, we got the SimCity thing we're going to do. Because we announced the new SimCity game. We announced it! We saw it before everybody!
Scoop, scoop, scoop.
And the announcement caused a bit of a ruckus online. A hullabaloo, as it were. A brouhaha.
Vamping for time.
Shall I continue?
A little,
no.
It was a little all three.
Just, what, no, what the, oh, you missed the best one. You ever seen Trekkies? A debacle.
A debacle.
Remember the guy that...
And it's calmed down a little since then. It's been a couple of weeks, so all the initial internet whiners, well, there's still a lot of people whining. A lot of people upset about the direction this game is going in. Mm-hmm. But it's not quite at the same level of frothiness as it was on the day we posted the one screenshot. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, do we have a winner to announce of the Command & Conquer 3 book novel writing contest.
We've narrowed it down to 3 finalists.
We narrowed it down to 3 finalists. Ooh. I think we can safely say we can give each of them a book, or at least 2 of the 3 a book.
Yeah, wow. Boy. Yeah, they win.
They win. Congratulations
definite
on that
air
one.
Quotes around that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was that or the recycle bin for those 3 books.
The bozo bin, for sure.
Right. We've got a list of the, a kind of dubious list of the top 10 MMOs. We're going to read that off and comment on that. We got a Heroes of the Web coming up later on, right?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of random stuff like that we
can
throw in.
Odds and ends of news bits. Or I could just keep talking about what we're going to talk about for the next hour, and then I could say we have no more time.
Or we could say we lost that podcast.
Yeah. Let's start over.
Already.
This is bad.
This is bad. Man, you get us the crickets, man. We need a laugh track this week. Okay, so let's talk about SimCity Societies. Ryan?
So how about SimCity Societies?
Oh, jeez.
Here we go. House of Fire.
Dude, I'll go right, with so... you with the bicycle chain unless you start talking more.
Damn.
Wow.
So our August cover, which...
July.
Our July cover is SimCity Societies, which is the 5th SimCity game, the first since 2003's SimCity 4. Well, it's the 5th game to bear the SimCity title. And EA, who publishes SimCity, has decided that the series has gotten too freaking hardcore to keep going down its current path.
Mm-hmm.
And they've come up with they're saying it might not be part of the main series. They're not calling this game SimCity 5.
That's one way to hedge your bet. So, like a moment ago, you declared that they decided it had gotten too hardcore, but I'm sure somewhere in PR land, someone's like, no, 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 they got it wrong. It's not that we decided it's too hardcore, but we decided we wanted to offer. We haven't announced that there's a SimCity 6 or whatever the number is.
5.
And we might still do that, but this is for the people that don't want to work with the sewage pipes.
Well, they pretty much said that.
That's what they, yeah, that's exactly
when we went to
doing.
See the game. Yeah.
I mean, it's like a wait and see how well it does.
Right. I mean, they basically said pretty much consciously, like, well, there may still be a SimCity 5. This may end up just being a skew of SimCity.
So they're kind of, so they're kind of positioning this like, what was the Streets of SimCity and Sim?
Well, I don't think they're doing either yet. I think they're willing, right? Is that fair to say? I mean, this could end up being SimCity five.
I think if it completely tanks, they'll be like, yeah, that didn't really count.
Uh huh.
But if it does
wow,
if it does really well, you know, maybe they'll kind of embrace that.
God, you know what? We
it's
need
just
to do
only,
that with our
it's
magazine.
It's the only kidding alibi, you know?
Don't you think we should be able to do that with GFW? Like, instead of, like, the July issue, GFW colon whatever. So, like, if it tanks and we go, that wasn't really the July issue. The just real July issue is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a subtitle.
That's what I do with my column every month.
True. Yeah, and yet we still run it.
So part of the big surprise with this game is that it's not being developed by Maxis.
Yep.
Maxis is busy with Spore.
Whatever. And, yeah. Busy with Spore.
And instead, it's being developed by Tilted Mill, which is the former Impressions guys who did Children of the Nile and Caesar 4.
Uh-huh.
How did Caesar... I mean, I remember Children of the Nile did pretty well, but how did Caesar 4 do? I don't remember.
As far as how good it was?
Yeah, how good it was. I mean, are these guys like, are they leaving the SimCity franchise in a good pair of hands?
It's quite good. I've always liked the Caesar series.
It's okay.
All right.
Not my favorite, but it's all right.
I like Children of the Nile. I didn't play Caesar 4.
I didn't play Children of the Nile. The name was a little too... I don't know. I couldn't get it.
I just keep thinking of like Children of the Papyrus. You know, like
I
the Egyptian
thinking of
Children of the Corn.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Children of the Papyrus is.
Egyptian version.
God, man.
Well, I got
Sorry,
hey,
I fucked
got
up
it.
Your joke.
We're all uncultured idiots, Sean.
Yeah. What's Papyrus?
Even if it was a bad joke, dude, you can at least acknowledge. No, it reminds me of Children of the Corn. Fuck.
No, you're wrong, Sean Elliott.
Somebody say you're 0 for 2 on those jokes.
Oh well.
So what?
Yeah. What's the new direction? Let's get a.
So the central tenet of SimCity Societies is your society, your Sims, and well,
thanks.
I mean, as opposed to your city. I mean, the city's always been kind of the focus of the cities in the past, and now they're kind of, I guess, taking some of what they've learned from the Sims series and putting the focus a little bit more on the people of the city and how your decisions affect them.
Right.
So.
And how does that affect like specific like gameplay elements?
Well, as opposed to just having money that you build up, you know, or whatever, there are six social energies that you build up during the game, depending on like what you do, and those social energies are. I don't have the magazine in front of me this week, so I might not be able to remember all six, but there's...
You wrote it.
It was like a month ago, man.
Consult the magazine.
Okay, so there's...
Let's see what GFW wrote. You fucking wrote it.
I forget.
So there's the six...
he's so going to go like Hulk out on you in a second.
All right, hang on. Let's see if I can remember. Okay, the six social energies are wealth, industry, knowledge, creativity, devotion, and obedience.
Got it. Ding, ding, ding.
No, six.
No, that's six.
Well,
was.
Oh. Industry, knowledge, creativity, devotion, and obedience.
All right, that's six.
So basically, so the city is a living city, kind of like it's like one big sim.
It's a sim city, yes.
Yeah, that's not
No, but I mean like
no,
it's
no,
like the
that's
Sims.
That's not a bad analogy.
Yeah. Right.
And how you evolve and pursue those different... what are they called?
Social energies.
Social energies will affect how your city looks and grows.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In the same way that you would operate with the Sim.
Exactly.
Sort of, yeah.
It's so just like we said before, taking the idea of, before being in the last segment, taking the idea of a Sim and expanding it so that the individual then becomes an entire culture, you know?
Right, right.
And you look at it as this sort of groupthink mode, and if they're devout or... What are the other options?
Need not recount there, them.
Yeah, don't. Please don't.
How shall I count?
It's a gestalt.
But I guess the big controversy is obviously that, you know, this is a lot less of a hardcore sim, you know, city building simulator than all the other Sim Cities were.
And that's good.
Well, to you it is.
Hell yeah, to me it is.
Yeah.
That's all that matters, right?
To you too, Sean Malloy?
I don't know. I'll have to see how it plays out.
Tracks?
I liked SimCity 4.
Yeah.
I mean,
SimCity 4, you know? I mean...
Yeah, you still do. You can always go back to it.
You can play this as something different.
I mean, I don't necessarily, you know, I didn't necessarily love laying sewage pipes by any means, but you know, this is... I mean, one of the key things you're doing is you're not zoning anymore, aren't you? You're like plopping down the buildings themselves. Is that correct?
Right.
So that's like a big change to me.
I think in the Great Lost podcast, which was so great,
it was pretty awesome.
Last week, we said that, you know, where could they have gone really at this point with SimCity 5 in that same direction?
Right. It was kind of just like more detail, more buildings, you know, better textures for the windows or whatever. You know, and then the people who are complaining on the internet are the ones who are really into SimCity 4.
And
so they would want that.
There's so much potential here. I mean, like I have to admit this, and then the mob can come after me, but I haven't played any of the SimCity games.
Mm-hmm. What?
But the mob. I'm assuming that they're gauging your efficiency and your urban planning and all these other things. And, mm-hmm. and however, I'm not sure what the gauge for success was, but here it seems interesting in that, I mean, because they're able to basically create societies with any number of faces, you know, hyper, dictatorships with, you know, Orwellian backdrops and everything mm-hmm. like that. You can throw that and compare it and contrast it to Hippieville, mm-hmm. where you've got mimes on every corner and just, you know, tie-dye jumpers, which they sell in Berkeley, you know, out on Telegraph Avenue. I would call them acid babies. It's like a tie-dye jumper.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I just need to comment on that. That's child abuse, putting that shit on your kid. But you could do the equivalent of that in this game, right? Right, Ryan? I mean,
it's pretty much how it is, yeah. I mean, like, the previous SimCities, you know, you had, like, your only goal was to get as many people in your city as
success was determined basically by finance.
Yeah, you'd look at population density charts and pollution mm-hmm. charts, and that's kind of how you gauged your mm-hmm. how well you were doing.
Right. So this is, you know, people are calling this a lot like, what was that game, City Life? Is that what that was
people
called?
People have been making comparisons
like
that,
disparagingly saying, well, this is like a kid's version. But, I mean, really, what I feel like, especially this early on, I mean, of course people are resistant to change. People can't handle something being different. But it's like there's really hasn't been that much information out to be so negative about this game already. It's like, let's give them a chance. Mm-hmm. Let's give them a chance to fuck it up. Then we'll be angry.
This is...
I found myself wondering, though, if they didn't call it SimCity and they just called it, like, something else...
Sure.
Would people be as pissed off?
Well, of course not.
Exactly. So just forget the SimCity name for a second and just... Just calm the fuck down for 5 seconds.
Bitches want some deja vu? Darren excluded?
Sure.
It reminds me of comic books, you know. I'll say it again, just because where you've got a different creative team, mm-hmm. Different directions occurring mm-hmm. on books that have been around a long time, and there's the same guys on the message board. Maybe Jeff is able to give us an approximation of how they sound. But the first thing they hear, you know, they do when they hear that whatever team that they're used to or whichever artist they love so much mm-hmm. isn't doing their book. And I do this too, you know.
Sure.
Ultimates, like Brian Hitch and Mark Millar are not doing it anymore. Fuck that shit. They ain't touching it. You know, and it's the same thing with SimCity, but other times you get this new team on, you're like, wow, who would have thought to have done this? This is actually better than
last
iteration.
Was this part of last week's when I was out?
Right.
But I think it's appropriate.
It's still relevant. I agree. Yeah,
and it's relevant for, I don't know, how many other media does that analogy work for? I guess different writer. I mean, some people, you'd have to be a really
writers on
fan.
Movies, I guess. Or?
But for directors on movies is great. Especially,
I'll give you a great one. I'll give you a great TV one. Gilmore Girls. You had, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to turn in my man card on this one.
I knew you were going to say
I don't
that.
Even know what that is, but the name is Gilmore Girls.
I'm sorry, there's people who listening here who are going to back me up. That show ruled. Partying on the streets, we got our fake tits and we're ready to roll. The theme song's actually done by Carole King.
Okay.
Jerk.
I've seen a couple episodes and I will concede it is not what I thought. Based on the title.
Exactly. It's not Golden Girls.
It's not like
B. Arthur
with
a laugh track.
But, like, isn't it, for some reason, I'm thinking it's, like, the equivalent of, like, 30-something Golden Girls, but in Orange County.
No.
All of them have got, like, counterfeit mams
and
stuff.
No.
It's so witty it threatened to topple in on itself.
It's a mom and her daughter, and the dialogue, the show's over now, was incredibly sharp and fast. It was written by mostly by this one writer, Amy Sherman Palladino, who actually cut her teeth on Roseanne back in the day. She and her husband, they basically shepherded the show for years and years, and it had very much had the pace of like a screwball comedy of the 30s, where everybody's talking super fast, and the cultural references were flying left and right, and you would have to listen multiple times to get it all. But anyway, the point is...
Just like SimCity.
Just like SimCity. Yeah, this is why this is so relevant. The point is...
I'm so pretending I'm
she
listening.
She did this... I know you're not listening. For those listening, the point is, they did this show for 6 seasons, and it was basically their show. And then there was a contract dispute, and Amy Sherman-Palladino left. She said, screw it, I created the show, it's my show, but I'm out. I'm not doing it anymore. But the show stayed on the air for one more year. And so you had this whole year of fans going like, oh, my God, the show so should have died because the whole tone is gone because there's a different writer now. Mm. New writers came in, and they tried to keep the Gilmore Girls thing going, the mystique, that whole thing. But everybody like me, who sadly I've seen every single episode of every season, could really tell the difference in the tenor of the dialogue. And I was among the people going like, why didn't they cancel this last year? Rory would never talk this way. How could she would never, he would never be her boyfriend last year.
That kind of video of that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, that was an example of a franchise that was taken away from its original people and it got fucked up. And now it's canceled.
Right.
And I'm happy. It's like, okay, now we can all pretend that episode of Gilmore Girls never existed.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring this back and say, but it turned out to be awesome anyway in a different way.
No, actually, it sucks. Oh,
okay, it still sucks.
Yeah, no. So that's the lesson here.
So thanks.
It works both ways then, is what we're saying.
Right.
I have no idea, honestly, which category SimCity Societies will fall into.
Right.
But there are plenty of examples that go either way.
Right.
Video games and movies, comics, TV, whatever you name.
So let's give an example of where it worked. To counter Mike
Gilmore. Okay, here's
my Gilmore Girls
limitation.
Example.
Empire Strikes Back.
Go, give me yours. Empire Strikes Back. Fuck.
Mm,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That's
you go.
A good one.
Bam.
Ryan. So,
how about a comic book?
Ryan's got one.
Uh-huh. All right, Ryan. DC recently announced that their current Flash series.
I was waiting for this.
Is being canceled as of this week's issue.
Thank God.
And they are going back to the original series and the original numbering, which ended at 231.
How does the Flash not work? All the dude does is run fast. How do you fuck that up?
They screwed up.
In the new Flash, he ran slow.
He moonwalks.
It was
time.
The best Flash story ever was actually written for the Quicksilver character that's Marvel's ripoff of him.
Why did they bring this up?
And this is basically, if you take a character that can go, and I'll let you go back on, right? But you take a character that basically moves that rapidly,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and you take and extend it, you know, with that sort of thinking typical of like a Mark Millar or something, but this was a Peter David story I'm referring to. You say, what would it be like to be this person? And so there's this, the whole episode, he ends up going to his like therapist or something and bitching about how what a horrible, you know, misanthropist he is because, you know, how we get pissed off waiting in lines and stuff. I mean, his whole world is basically waiting at the DMV.
Misanthrope? Did you mean to say?
Yeah, yeah.
Misanthropist. I didn't know. I got stuck there.
Okay. Or sorry. I did or whatever.
That's actually a really good thought.
He was just this miserable wretch because everyone right. was the slowest piece of shit. Like, you know, like DWG, like Driving While Geriatric or whatever, you know, in every aspect of his life. And anyway.
But can't he just slow down when he wants to? He doesn't have to always be super fast.
No, but because if your mind is able to handle to function at that capacity and let you move that rapidly throughout the world, it stands to reason that it's going to be that quick in every other aspect too.
True.
Yeah. At least that's where that was the assumption that the writer took. But
yeah, he would read books in like, you know, a split second. Like,
yeah, that's gotta
suck. He would do that all the time.
Yeah.
That is the curse.
And that was yes. it was funny because
that's one of the many curses of Flash.
Best Flash story wasn't told in the Flash, and then like the best Superman story wasn't told for Superman. It was the Samaritan in Astro City.
Oh.
Yeah. Which quick
that
synopsis
awesome.
Since I dropped that is that you have the same mm-hmm. thing. You know that if you sleep for a moment or get a latte or go and tap Lois Lane or whatever, that like you could have saved, you know, mad fools.
Right, that's right. The Samaritan could like never rest, right? Yeah. He was always. I remember that story.
But hey, Marlon
okay,
Brando.
Okay, so wait.
So Ryan,
so Ryan, tell your Flash story.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
All right, so anyway.
Sorry, Ryan.
So this new horrible Flash series is canceled, and they're reverting to the original series numbering with Mark Waid back on the book.
Ah, good old Mark Waid. But how did they fuck up the Flash? Seriously.
They introduced a new. Well, they put a new character in the role, and he didn't really work that well.
You mean a whole brand new Flash?
Well, they promoted Kid Flash into the
That's the full fucking Flash problem with all of DC's comics. There's like 6 billion versions of every character.
This is why I
know. Like, you look at the Flash.
How many Flash
like,
people are there? I mean,
there's like a billion different. There's like kid versions, and the same with Superman. There's a goddamn dog in a cape. There's girls,
crypto.
There's women. You can't just have Batman. You have to have Bat Bitch. You have to have all. DC Comics is fucking trash.
I read Bat Bitch.
Although Marvel did it too. Remember, Ryan? I was pointing out there's like a girl Wolverine or whatever. I'm like, what the hell?
Really?
Shit.
Yeah,
they
did.
Woman.
The Spider Girl. They did
wait,
the same thing.
What was Girl Wolverine called?
It was like
she was called
Nyx or something.
No, X32 or 23 or something.
Oh, that's so name. Yeah. Wait, what? Who's Badgery. The Green Lantern right now?
The Green. Well, the main Green Lantern.
Who is it? Is it Hal Jordan?
It's back to Hal Jordan.
Oh, it's him again.
Yeah. He's back.
Yeah.
Awesome. So basically, I left comic books for like 10 years, and nothing has fucking happened.
Well, that was another similar thing where everyone hated the like Green Lantern before. I'm like, bring Hal back, bring Hal back.
So, right. But wasn't he never coming back because he was like dead forever?
Well, they figured out how to undie.
Wow. Yeah.
They never
convenient.
Do that. What are we talking about?
I'm hoping, no.
By the way,
this
is totally the Meander cast. I don't even see this. Like,
that's all right. Yeah, what were we talking about? Oh, SimCity.
I was saying, I'm hoping that this sort of carries across, like when you or I watch Trekkies, don't give a shit about, well, you do, but I don't really give a shit about Star Trek. Although I know that they do some really good
episodes.
I don't know
shit about Star Trek. But put that on me.
You can watch it, and it's still an interesting window into that you can laugh at. So hopefully someone's laughing at our expense and saying, like, it hasn't turned our shit off.
I confess to watching 7 seasons of Gilmore Girls.
That's true. Yeah, you would do yourself a favor tuning into some Star Trek.
And you don't have a Captain Pike go-kart? Whatever, man.
I blame my wife and kid. I only watch it with them. Except for seasons two and three.
SimCity Societies
is like The Flash.
Which is like...
Empire Strikes Back.
Let's bring it back.
Did you make it? It's either Gilmore Girls or Empire Strikes Back. We don't know.
We'll find out.
Ryan, any final words?
Oh, my.
No.
Okay.
Here's a random.
This is what happens when we try to redo a conversation we had last week. So let's not even try that again.
Since we're rambling, I got like probably the fastest now playing ever. And I'm
go for it.
Okay.
Like, I was going to avoid this because I'm playing Battlefield 2 again. I'm also playing World in Conflict very heavily, but I'm not going to talk about it now because to pimp the one up show, I just don't want it to be, you know, where people that watch that and listen to us are like, hey, that motherfucker said the same thing, you know, 4 days ago. Or
right.
So, but Battlefield 2, the best part of my weekend, I was sitting there and, did I really just say that? The best part of my weekend.
Yeah. So, I guess not the time you spent with your girlfriend, huh?
And in, she's gone for 2 months with you know, her family. But
I was trying to get you in trouble there.
No, but that explains why. I mean, I'm going to be doing some serious
you got nothing but free time now.
Apparently.
But we're sitting there playing the map Moshter City, and all the audio, we're on the Mideast Coalition side, and all the audio is in Arabic. So we just keep hearing, Duntanyan, Duntanyan. And I heard it enough because the commander keeps, it means something. It has to do with something when you sight, when you know, spotted, sniper spotted or whatever, infantry spotted. And he just kept saying it. And I'm like, in my head, I'm hearing it. And I'm like, Duntanyan, Duntanyan. So all of a sudden, like in TeamSpeak, I was like, Duntan, Duntan. And then, like, so after Herbie Hancock, it was like, and then, like, we're just doing this for like about an hour, and then one of us, like, what the hell?
It sounded a little bit like a Hebrew school song to me.
Diana?
Dude, trying to throw that rock
getting close to
Herbie Hancock spin on
it. Yeah, I spotted that too.
Darren and I are going to bust into Dainu now.
So here's some Dainu.
Die,
I can't do it, man. I just can't do it.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
All right, that was a speed now playing.
Has anybody else, while we're at it, has anybody else been playing anything?
Yes.
Darren Gladstone, what have you been playing?
Okay, so ever on the indie beat, I found a game called Crayon Physics, which you can find at ClooneyGames.com.
As in George?
Sadly, no.
Okay.
ClooneyGames. So this guy, he does a really cool job. Every month or so, he publishes a game that he puts together in like a week, and he has a lot of different creative things he's done over the past couple months. And this one, basically, the art style, it's like you're working on a piece of construction paper or something, and you have to get a little red ball from one end to the other of one part of the screen to the other. In order to do that, you actually draw objects on screen, so you're actually creating physical objects that appear in the world. So you draw a rectangle. If you draw a big rectangle, it adds weight to it and drops on a beam, and you want basically
cool.
It's kind of like Armadillo Run a little.
Oh, I was saying like a Rube Goldberg line rider, though. You know,
Kind of. Basically, the thing is like you're basically creating all the things in the environment on the fly, and it's just. You know, same kind of concept as Line Rider or that kind of stuff.
That's totally cool, though. Drawing something and having it like do something,
yeah, suddenly be a physical.
Is all the DS lovers out there will tell us?
Sounds like Harold and the Purple Crayon a little bit.
Is that Harold? Yeah. Wait, is this
what?
Here's a
what?
Is that's different than Simon in the Land of Chalk Drawings, right?
I don't know what that is.
No, I do remember
because I always
you know
have
my name
that,
is
like,
Simon and the draw come true. Yeah,
because I always still have that song and I was like, I was wondering if that shit was like my imaginary friend or if that was really a
show. That was real.
That was real.
You know, my name is Simon.
It was like a segment for like Captain Kangaroo or some crap.
It was
like
on
that.
PBS. I remember it was like with the letter people and
and there was
shit.
Dude Bill
Electric
Cosby
Company. Electric Company maybe.
Bill Cosby had some magic kind of crayon too.
Oh yeah, picture pages.
Oh, there was also
lots of fun with picture pages.
What was the show where you put the thing on your TV screen? Were you old enough to remember the thing where you got the thing that you put it on your TV screen and then you drew?
You had to start that sentence with it. Are you old
I
enough?
I think you remember it because you had a daughter who was young enough to want it at the time, probably, right?
What?
I don't know what that is.
What? You had a daughter, okay, as in offspring.
Yes. I still have her.
Define daughter.
And at the time that shit was on the TV screen, she was at the age
watching
this was
when I was a kid.
Danny, I want it.
No, when I was a kid.
Okay.
This is back when,
if there's any, like, you know, 40-ish listeners out there, if you remember the name of this TV show where you put this thing on top of your screen.
Is this paper?
Vetrex.
It was like a transparent thing, and you would draw. Yeah, I would say, okay, kids, now draw a big circle on the screen.
I used to do that on my own because paper would stick because of the static.
That was picture pages.
Really?
It worked the same way.
It was like cellophane, just kind of like...
Yeah, except, you know, occasionally the dumb kid at home wouldn't actually have the thing they were supposed to buy, and they would just draw on the TV.
Nice. Oh,
that show ended pretty quick, then, huh?
Yeah. Were you that dumb kid?
Yeah, I was.
Look what I did to the TV, Dad. Don't make me hit you again!
So did you use lipstick, coffee grounds, what?
Mommy.
Yeah, I used my brother's lipstick.
Bubble gum.
My brother's lipstick.
Well, that's from like, you know, America's Funniest Videos. There's always the video, the disaster scene where the parent takes a tour of their house, and then it always like concludes with like a shot of the kid covered in either, you know, house paint, lipstick, or there's like mom's maxi pads are all over the wall, and the kid's like airplane stickers. You know, I mean,
or the DVD player's full of oatmeal or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the dog did it. You know, like the whole house is in shreds.
Just like SimCity.
Just like Crayon Physics.
So, hey, it's rumored that the cast of GFW is considering putting together a podcast about PC games.
Really?
Seriously? That's a vicious rumor.
You mean an actually on-topic podcast?
Sounds like a great
idea. We should do that every Friday.
We played that joke, and everyone was like asking for it. Where's the podcast about the PC games? And we were like, it was a joke.
No, actually, it was a podcast about like off-topic stuff.
See, there you go.
See, you blew this.
Or is he doing it on purpose? I don't know. Okay. The irony level is.
I know. The irony level is too thick this time.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't work my way out of that one.
That's how I do it.
I honestly have no idea what we were talking about now.
I don't either. But let's go back to what are you playing?
A game that's reminded us of all these dumb drawing things.
I think Winky Dink. That's what it was called.
Stop.
That was the name of the show.
Next we're going to be Shrinky Dinks. Remember Winky Dink rhymes with Shrinky Dinks.
Somebody confirm.
No, it's my turn.
Confirm with me out there that the show was called Winky Dink. Okay, now we'll move on.
Okay.
Is anybody else playing anything other than Pac-Man on the Xbox Live Arcade?
I was playing, well, this is a console game, but it has ties to the PC. I was playing Prince of Persia Classic.
Ah.
Oh-ho.
Me too.
Which it's on Xbox Live Arcade.
Totally faithful.
Yep. It's a remake of the original Prince of Persia. Which,
looks good. Good graphics.
It looks awesome, right?
It does look really good.
God, now it's time for Out of This World and Flashback Classic.
Parkour the
nice.
Game.
I agree with you. Yeah.
Because, you know, like that level of animation, I mean, is it animated that smoothly too?
Yes.
For all the, I mean.
Well, that was all rotoscoped back in the day.
Right. Do they do the equivalent of that? I mean, now they're not rotoscoping because it's 3D, right? It's presented as 2D, but it's 3D graphics.
3D on a 2D.
Okay. It's still 2D and it's still side scroll.
But you would
use a character from the new games? That prince?
They use that.
Yeah, he
style,
does look like
yeah.
that guy.
Cool.
Yeah.
But do they still obsess over the animation, although it's clearly not rotoscoped? Does it have that degree of fluidity? where everything is, you know, these just real gestural.
I think it was really,
sweeping and gestural. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks the same to me. Not the same, but it looks fluid in that way. Yeah. It's still a great game, but the thing that struck me this weekend when I was playing it was I guess I just forgot how unforgiving Prince of Persia is as a game. I mean, you do get the kind of the warning if you're getting to the edge. You get that, whoa, sort of thing. But there are just, I slipped and fell into, you know, down 8 flights and smashed my body I don't know how many times just from, you know, one little slip of the controller.
Does it start you at the very beginning of the level once you do that?
Well, there are checkpoints.
Yeah, there's checkpoints. But you lose a life, you know.
I mean, you lose, it counts against your time.
Oh, and against
your
time, that's
right. If you use a checkpoint.
Yeah.
A lot of old games were like that, though. Otherwise, you'd be able to blow through them in 30 minutes.
All old games are like that, yeah. They hated you.
And actually, they do put a couple little new kind of cheats on there. There's this little, like, twinkly, glowy, butterfly-y thing that sort of, like,
tells
you where to go, which is sort of annoying.
It's called Navi. It goes,
yeah.
Hey!
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
And then, look at this way!
Yeah.
The last fight is also changed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The combat feels a little harder to me this time. Is that my imagination? It seems like there's more moves now than there were.
I always just avoid the combat.
How do you avoid the combat? You can't get past the guy. Stealth.
You can use a move where, like, if you parry the dude's sword swing, if you're, like, right next to him, you can switch positions with him.
Oh, okay.
So, and then run to the
As
side.
As proven in Flash 216... In the third installment, sometimes simply running and evading is superior to stopping to fight.
Quoted a Bible verse there.
You run very fast.
Flash 216, Volume 2.
And then there's Pac-Man.
And then there's Pac-Man.
I don't really want to go on it.
There's
Pac-Man, but I am so freaking
I'm there with you now.
Last night was the first time in days that I went to bed before 1 a.m. because of Pac-Man. Pac-Man's been keeping me up until the wee hours.
I understand, Jeff. Don't worry.
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out.
Pac-Man. It's awesome.
It's something about the shortness of the game, the 5-minute championship mode, plus the fact that you can see all your friends' scores up there.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
And because like you can see exactly how to be perfect in it. So like you just strive for that every time. You're like, oh, crap, I screwed that up. I'm going to try that one more time, and I just got to corner that a little better.
Yeah, and you make that one mistake, and you just want to start all over. Yeah.
Pac-Man.
Awesome. An awesome Pac-Man.
I need to get it.
Everyone needs to get it.
There's also that, what was it, the motion ride simulator that I didn't play, but I watched your mom playing. basically, when I was at the Tahoe Arcade, they had like a ride simulator, and it had a – tell this to Darren because he hasn't heard it. And they had like a sloping bed that you basically lay back on and you hold on, and there are two in tandem, and then you watch the movie of the roller coaster.
Oh, I've seen this thing.
Yeah, you could choose between like the Hell Ride roller coaster or like, you know, the Clown roller coaster or whatever you want. But what I saw on this thing was like a couple for like, you know, a gross weight of – God, I don't know. What did I guess last time? A quarter of a ton. No, not, that would be each, so half ton, right.
Yeah, so, he has to half ton.
So combined half ton. But when this bad dad started kicking, the woman, and she was in head-to-toe purple and wearing Birkenstocks, so it was just that.
Confirming the theory.
That, like, kicking, you know, like, bacon red foot stuff. But the whole ride, it was just, like, it was amazing because it reminded me of hell, a waterbed in an earthquake, but my camera, it was too dark in there to take a picture. But there's this other game that is good enough to call now playing, and it's basically a roulette wheel with 5 slots on it and a rubber ball that goes around. And here I took a little sample of what this thing sounds like as and I'm just gonna play it as the ball's in rotation, and then the sound file will end when the ball stops. And here we go. So you can tell that's pretty catchy right there.
Wow.
Now, wait for it. And at that point, you win 50, 75, 100 tickets.
so that's basically the minimum tickets you win.
So, yeah. Well, no, if you bet on blue. If you bet on yellow, you're shit out of luck. But you can place multiple bets. So any smart person's looking at this thing being like, all right, I'm going to bet on every color. So that way I win every time.
Yeah, sure. You play the odds.
Yeah. But then, you know, the long story short, I had a whole bunch of tickets, and it basically got me not so many Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
That's a sad story.
At least you had Tootsie Rolls. It's better than achievement points.
That's true.
You can't eat achievement points. Yeah, I never liked Tootsie Rolls, though.
Well, I didn't eat them. I just started giving the tickets away to kids. They get all excited.
Yeah, they do get psyched if you do that.
They do. The kids like
Because to them,
Santa Claus.
Like a whoopee cushion or like Chinese finger cuffs, you know, all that shit that in there that comes from, you know, whatever, sweatshops. It's like, that stuff's still fun for that. Water snakes, water weenies.
One Super Bowl last hours.
We delve into the water weenies.
All that red stuff.
Until it bounces over the neighbor's
They mats. Did have, right. I almost got it, but I decided not to. For 600 tickets, they had a toilet with a dancing piece of shit in it. And, I'm not making that up.
That's like, I know you're not.
And it basically, awesome. In it, you know, you could choose between a baby blue or a pink toilet. And it was tempting. I saw
600 tickets? I saw like the grand prize?
No, they had a Wii there, and at first I was so dumb.
The Wii.
I knew this shit was a scam because like I actually stopped and did a double take, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna play. Thinking I'm gonna keep playing that roulette shit for a Wii. That looked, it was 70,000.
Yeah, how much money would you have to drop?
Do
the
math on that. Like,
yeah.
So 70,000 tickets for the Wii and 600 for the dancing.
Yeah, and then keep in mind that roulette game is about as generous as they get in those shitholes. I mean, most of them you'll be lucky, you know, with skee ball or something, get yourself 5 tickets per game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just think how cool that dancing.
Dancing turd in a toilet would be.
I should have got it. Just for, you know, it's one of those things that it would go well in Crispin's office or your office or something. For all you shit hoarders.
You've been regretting it ever since, huh? You think about it every day.
You can always go back.
Get that shit.
And go back. I'm sure I'll go back.
This was in Tahoe?
Yeah. It's the Lake Tahoe Harry's or Harvey's Casino.
Harris.
Yeah, Harris.
Or whatever the hell it is.
It's a Clinton watch where the hands go backwards.
All right. Are we ready for a break?
Oh,
I should
go
out
on
a quick hero.
Okay, do that.
Okay, we'll do a quick hero, then we're going to take a break, and we'll be back for another half hour.
Hero of the web.
Of madness.
Okay. Just jump right into this. As usual, hero of the web is someone heroic that we find on the web. And they're always found on message boards. This one goes by the name of Tails, calls himself a legendary Yoshi. And in his post, "Do you have an imaginary friend?" he answers,
"Well, everything started a few days ago when I was sleeping, and then something was next to me. So I opened my eyes, and I look at the left of my mattress to see who's there, and there it was. Tails was there, sleeping right next to me. Then he woke up and said, 'Hey, what you want? Leave alone. Don't talk to me, because I'm extremely pissed off because Eggman sent me to nowhere here.' Then I interrupt very sad, 'Hey, Tails, I know how you fell, because I know you a lot, but can please help you stop talking like that, because I know you are not like that.' Then he replied, 'Well, just turn around and leave me alone and get put.' Then I interrupt, 'Hey, you know what? Fine, take the whole bed if you want. You're not Tails. Tails is not like you.' Then it was quiet for 5 minutes, and then he said, 'Hey, I'm sorry. Can you come here? I don't like to sleep alone. Please forgive me. Yes, I'm friendly and nice, and I'm the Tails that you know.' Okay, fine. Then I went back to my mattress and sleep with my hero, Tails. Then, when I was about to sleep, he gave me a big hug. I miss everyone. I hope Sonic and the others are okay, but for now, I'm going to stay and live with you. Is that okay?' Tails said. Then I make a gesture with my head saying, 'Yes.' Then we went back to sleep, hugging each other. He wrapped me with his two tails because my covers were so dirty, so I have nothing to cover me at night. Until today, I still live with Tails. No one can see him or hear him, so when I want to talk to him, I go outside and talk. He know everything you know about me, and now I have a new friend to talk and play. I don't know how this happened, but I'm really happy."
Take us out. Take us to a break. I need a drink.
Okay, we'll be back.
This 1UP podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more. Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.
Oh, we're back. I thought you were going to beatbox.
I did. Didn't you hear it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Okay.
That remind me before we're done to ask people to decide the winner of that.
Of the intro beatbox contest. Yeah. Right. Okay.
The rap battle.
Since we can't talk
you
about
just
it
just
reminded right
yourself.
8-bit mile.
Okay, so last week on... Nice. Last week on Kotaku, they posted...
That's a good name for it.
Actually, no. Kotaku just linked to it. It came from... I wrote it down. Came from GigaOM, or OM.com. Posted a list of the top 10 MMOs, according to them, based on active users or or subscribers. Should I read the list, or you want to take it, Ryan? You want to read it?
I can do it.
All right.
And
so Ryan,
pay careful attention to the terminology use here. Number one, World of Warcraft, no surprise, 8.5 million subscribers. Number two, Habbo Hotel, at 7.5 million active users.
Uh-huh.
Number three is RuneScape, 5 million active users. Number four is Club Penguin, 4 million active users.
Penguins are hot.
Yeah. Number five, Webkinz, 3.8 million active
Webkin.
Users.
Webkin. I just read a Hero of the
Uh-oh.
Webkin.
Yeah, that was.
Number six is Gaia Online, 2 million active users. Number seven, Guild Wars, 2 million active users. Eight is Yo-Ho-Ho Puzzle Pirates, 1.5 million active users. Number nine, I guess, is a combination of Lineage 1 and 2, 1 million subscribers. And 10 is Second Life, 500,000 active users. And every one of those games, with the exception of World of Warcraft and the Lineage games, have some sort of free component. So I'm
so what,
kinda,
you're saying that's significant?
That's, well, of course you have all these millions of active users. It's free.
I want to read off the list again between World of Warcraft and Guild Wars. Numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2 through 6. Habbo Hotel, RuneScape, Club Penguin, Webkinz, and Gaia Online.
So,
have we fucking heard of any of those?
I have.
Well, yeah, I've heard of RuneScape. RuneScape's actually been around since 2001.
I've referred to Habbo Hotel, in briefing context before, because I was saying like something off the forums, Goon Squad will go and like just mess the hell out of that.
The Habbo Hotel is number two at 7.5 million. The next
that's
one,
phenomenal. That's
yeah,
crazy.
I can't believe
the
that.
The next one is
and all
RuneScape
these are basically
million,
the same. So. Well, excluding RuneScape, but like Webkinz is like another. It's basically Habbo Hotel with pets,
right?
And they're basically all just public, you know, social spaces where you right. walk around and you decorate your room. The kind of shit that kids get so geeked out for in that stupid Animal Crossing game, really, right?
Yeah, well, actually, I was surprised not to see Neopets on here, frankly, because Neopets was one of the originals of these.
And of course, it's just massively multiplayer. But like, what the way that they're organized is so that they're constantly you're constantly accruing, I don't know, just like additional hidden costs for everything you do, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, you want to go do this puzzle, or you want to go into the pool to talk to people, and then like, boom, that gateway,
yeah.
you get charged another, you know, incremental
right.
fee. You want to get, you know, a new hat for your dog, and boom, and it's like, you know, hey, mom, give your credit card one time only just to register,
mm-hmm.
and that's not going to charge you. That's just so you're in here, which of course, you know, that's how like Second Life works. But then these kids start clicking all this shit, and it's like, boom, 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 and you inevitably have that talk, you know, where you're like. You get your credit card statement back,
yeah.
and you see like $600 Habbo Hotel, and you're like, I didn't first. You, then you go first, you
I didn't
yell
stay
at your
some hotel.
At your spouse, yeah, like yeah. where's Habbo Hotel?
then, seeing that slut again,
and then after you get divorced years later, you find yeah. out that it was your kid, like basically, and it was even more scary, is because. I mean, that's the big worry about these games is that they're,
sure.
they're basically just like predator havens, you know?
Right. Why is our daughter hanging out at Habbo Hotel?
Sweet Tea Hotel.
This actually reminds me. Remember a week or two ago when we all went out to lunch and we went to that new lunch place? Or it was new to me. I guess it's been there for 6 years, but I don't ever notice anything. It's called
Working Girls
Cafe. Well, I put that on my charge card, and
And, oh, nice.
Yeah, and a few days ago, my wife goes, hey, Jeff, there's this charge on the credit card statement for working girls. What is that? What is that about? And for like half a second, I was like, oh, fuck.
You were trying to remember.
What did I do? What did I do?
That website's called... But then called, I remember,
oh, God, it's a sandwich place. Oh, I'm so in the clear. And she's like, okay, I didn't know what you could actually get for $8. But
nice.
It's a coupon.
Actually, it was salami. That's what I got. So, ironic.
Hey-o.
Okay, so... So
this stuff's clearly popular.
I do find the list to be a little dubious, if I may say. I mean, I believe that all these things have as many subscribers as they're saying, but you probably need a separate list where it's actually just like games that are about
list catered to you. Like, ignore the facts and let's cater a list to, like, Jeff Green's desires.
Well,
paid
subscribers are like, you know, users that actually have to like drop money on
stuff. Like a monthly fee to be in a
sure that would be
MMO.
Fair.
Well, yeah, that's
that
a fair one. Because this is kind of apples and oranges in a way. Because...
Gaia Online is a forum.
Well, right, exactly.
Yeah.
And Webkinz, I mean, that thing is like you buy have to buy a plush toy at a store and then register the thing
and then
you get the
your plush toy.
Did you guys go to that website?
World.
I sent you guys
I did.
The link.
We watched the video.
God damn, that thing was like a freaking acid trip. That
put
home
that
page.
Put that in your browser and then do the tour. Click the tour.
Yeah, it was like these horrible like day glow colors with these like creepy stuffed animals. It freaked me out.
It was like watching Teletubbies,
yeah, it was
but
like
if
Teletubbies.
if you knew that simply by watching it, your kid might accidentally cost you another like $700 or $800 just you know. By doing the wrong thing.
Those animals are going to be in my nightmares tonight. Yeah.
I'm surprised. Well, you're a parent. I mean, you're beyond the years of worrying about that.
Yeah.
You know, but like, just it seems, I don't know.
Well,
like,
now, Sarah.
It seems like you wouldn't watch your kid going in these things.
She was in Neopets, and then she was in Disney's Toontown for a while, which are both versions of these things.
How closely supervised are they?
Well, they're very closely supervised. They're actually pretty, they all do a great job of making it really impossible for your kid to be talked to.
Bless that Dateline camera crew.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, I mean, all kidding aside, that stuff is crucially important.
Yeah.
And they really make sure that there's no way anybody can...
Yeah.
Like, there's no chat function.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I mean, it's almost just because you have to have a GM in any kind of like MMO, but it seems like in that you have to have so much supervision that alone would necessitate you're having to charge or either that or just load it up with advertising, which is I think is how it works. I bet you those things are just, it's the typical Channel 1 stuff. You have Channel 1 in schools where basically if the school's going to get like uniforms for their football TV or something, they have to agree to like show this Channel 1 shit, and it's increasingly just a bunch of advertisements and some such. So I'm just guessing that you know, it's a guess, but the other kin, Webkin, Webkin, that's the problem. And Hobo Hotel are just like loaded up with ads everywhere.
I mean, and certainly the fact that Second Life is on this list puts the whole list into question.
But that's
because that's not a game.
That means that, because that's not surprising.
So,
what's your definition of game?
I don't know.
Not that.
Not Second Life. Right. Okay. We have anything else this week?
My oh, God, this sucks. My mic just keeps going in and out.
Really?
When I turn my head, I got a short. Here it is. If I hold up the cord, it's just the right angle, you could still hear me.
Really?
Maybe not. I don't know.
We can hear you.
I can hear you.
All right, I'll just pinch this cord.
I think it's just your return is busted.
Mm-hmm. I think you're going to have to do a little creative editing here with this shit.
No, we could talk. People need to know. Maybe if people...
I can't work under these conditions.
Jeff, you piece of shit, dude. We said, like, no more burping.
I know, but we're not recording.
This is going in. This is how we do it. We're like the...
No stops.
We're some kind of monster Metallica version of podcast.
Well, we're taking my burp out.
That burp staying. But, no, but if people hear how sad our setup is, maybe they'll send us in some, some cans to recycle. There I go, cutting out again.
Okay, so Sennheiser, if you want to send us some new headphones, we could use them.
That's true.
Thanks, guys.
I didn't ask for money. I asked for cans to recycle or, I don't know, anything I put on eBay.
New equipment is theoretically on the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Check me
out.
Yeah,
I heard that one before.
I know.
I'm striking like a Vogue pose, holding my headset together. All right, keep talking.
All right, so how about this new id technology? How about that? Let's talk about id Tech 5, shall we?
Wackiness.
Shall we?
Let's riff on that. John Carmack. What's his title over at id?
Rocket ship pilot.
Pimp.
Right. Head geek over at id. Unveiled their new technology, their new engine. And they did it significantly at the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, which was a week ago, last Monday. And whatever we want to say about the id Tech, actually, I don't think any of us have seen it running except on the YouTube video.
Oh, yeah, I saw the video.
We're going to get a personal demo of it at E3 in July. But for now, we just have that to go on. But that was put in the broader context of Apple supposedly getting back into gaming.
And also, you know, EA's announcement that they will be bringing Battlefield 2142 as well as Command & Conquer and a few other prominent games
to
the Mac platform.
But the thing is, they aren't actually, like, rewriting the code or anything like that. Basically, they're inserting something called Cider X, which is basically a little wrapper that basically ports over the PC code into Mac.
Although, well, yeah, once they went Intel, it, I think, theoretically became way easier to do that.
So the question is, one, does this matter? Does anyone care that EA is doing this and that id showed their new technology on a Mac first? And two, is Apple really getting into gaming again? And if they are, does that matter?
Well, I think, actually, a part of that conference was that Carmack was saying that it's not, I mean, they kind of did that with Mac to prove a point, but like Carmack said there that it's going to make coding easier for games to come to every platform. If he wasn't saying specifically like, oh, we're just doing this for the Mac.
Right.
So, I mean, id Tech 5 game, whatever the heck it is, could conceivably come out on every platform at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's not like, hey, you know, it's next game exclusively on Mac, but just the greater question of if we'll see more and more games available on Mac. And clearly, you know, Blizzard does that and everything as is. But just will we see a point where there is an increasingly large contingent of gamers on Mac, you know, and then we get to the problem of what do you call them, you know, they're not PC gamers, but they're playing exactly the same games.
You know what?
Well, we can't call them games for Windows, that's for sure.
Yep. Yeah, right.
And we won't be covering them.
For me, it became almost a moot point once they let you dual boot on a Mac. So, if you're going to buy a Mac, the reason isn't because of the games. Obviously, you're really into, you know, graphic design, you're really into OS X, or you're really into stability or whatever.
But the funny thing is, back in the day, that's why you bought an Apple, to play the games. I mean, that's why I bought an Apple way back in the day.
But that's long gone now.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that the big question is, let's say if I do get Battlefield 2142 running on the machine and they need this CiderX app to get the PC game running on a Mac, if it affects the performance at all, I'd be kind of interested to see what it does. But other than that, I mean, this whole announcement was basically yet another time that Steve Jobs is being like the P.T. Barnum of technology, showing off, you know, stuff that can be done right now. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a bigger deal than it really is. But
Jeff, your perspective on it, I was interested to find, because, you know, you're definitely not just, I mean, even though you are a spokesman for Games for Windows and stuff, you're definitely not just the type to pass off the competition just because... or a competitive platform. And the fact that all of us here, like, you know, we game on consoles and on handhelds, on anything that's got games, you know. But it was interesting to hear your perspective as someone who had been in the business for a long time, but also someone that worked specifically with Macs and on that platform. And you were like, historically, there's some stuff you should know about before you get all excited or jump to conclusions.
Well, my feeling was, and yeah, I thank you for actually putting that disclaimer in, because it could be read that way. I'm not hating on it because our magazine is now affiliated with Microsoft. Mm-hmm. I should say, actually, I used to be a big Mac lover. Actually, we have two Macs in our house. I love to death my iPod.
We're producing this podcast on a Mac.
Well, we actually design our magazine on Mac. So we all have. I have a Mac at my desk along with my PC. So, you know, let's just say that to get that out of the way. But yeah, prior to working at what used to be called Computer Gaming World, I worked at Mac Week magazine, which is a now-defunct Macintosh business magazine. So that was actually serious work before all this stuff. And over the years, you know, as Darren implied, boy, the sound is really kind of goofing up, goofy here.
Is it? It's probably me still rustling because I have to keep manipulating this wire
okay
to hear anything.
Sounds fine in where it right matters. But
yeah, okay, it sounds fine to me.
All right. They Apple, historically, like every couple of years or a few years or whatever, they make some big pronouncement about how this now we're going to take games seriously. Oh, we right realize the audience is out there, you know, and we're and the Apple, the Mac is the best platform by far for games, and we're going to show you why. And then, you know, and they've done that even they've even come around to CGW in the past, not since we've been GFW, but, you know, we would have meetings where Apple would come in and sort of prove to us how this time they meant it. And then, you know, you never hear from them again.
Out, right. This is probably what this is, too.
And that's sort of, yeah, that's what I think is going to happen here. And that's just based on, it's not to be overly cynical. It's just that I think that they don't actually really, they historically have not ever really given a shit about games. You really do have to go all the way back to the Apple II to find them really having cared about it. I think during the crucial time that the Macintosh was developing, when it was the Mac Plus and then all the others, that they really were had this kind of like kid brother sort of like, please take us seriously. We're a business machine. Really? We're not just a toy.
Right.
And, you know, when they were seriously competing for market share against the PC at the time, before kind of just essentially giving that up and being happy with the graphic artist market and that kind of stuff and video editing. So, and at that time, you know, even at Mac Week, we used to go to them and we used to talk to them about gaming, and they would really poo-poo it. I mean, to the point where, like, they wouldn't even want us to, like, we were interested in stories about how, like, even way back then in those days, games, a lot of game development was being done on Macs for PC games. These right would be games that would not actually be appearing on the Mac itself, but they were being developed that way. And we would want to do stories on that in the magazine, and they would try to get us to not do those stories. They were like, well, you know, your readers are more interested in the Mac as a business application. They don't really need to know about this kind of stuff. So granted, that was, you know, a long time ago now, but still it has forever tainted me to really believing that they're actually going to get behind it. I mean, and really the basic fact now is like who would buy a Mac to play games?
Well, yeah, not at this point. Like,
at this point,
if they're going to get into games in any way, shape, or form, like, their desktop platforms is not where to do it.
And, I mean, yeah, like, most of their stuff is closed case, right?
Well, even then, like, I would think they would try to do something more like with the iPod or the iPhone or something handheld. Or
yeah,
that makes more sense to me.
Right.
Like, maybe this is just like a step in the, hey, we're doing games, and then later they'll unveil something.
Well, if I mean,
those lines,
I'm not against them doing games. I to be honest
fine
with you,
well, no, I'm not either. I'm not saying don't do it.
The more to the party, the better. I'm
right.
Just,
I agree with you.
I agree that they're not serious.
Yeah,
I don't totally.
Just
because they had John Carmack there to say, "Hey, cross-platform, yay!"
If I'm not mistaken, he's actually done that before.
Serious.
I mean, they've actually had Carmack specifically there before, showing off like Doom 3 tech back in the day.
I wouldn't be surprised. This is what they do. They have this kind of press conference, you know, every so often where they like show this time they mean it, and then they never do. I mean, I'm really glad that there are certain publishers like Blizzard who put their stuff on the Mac anyway. I mean, certainly I wouldn't want to deny Mac gamers a chance to play games, but I think like holding out hope that Apple really is going to be supporting you and giving you what you want is a pipe dream.
So you don't think in a couple of years we're going to be changing our name to Games for OS X?
GFOS10. That is a nice ring.
We're not against the idea, Apple.
Right. Games for iPod.
Well, yeah, I mean, similar to you, before I came here, maybe a year ago, I was at Mac Addict. And
right.
For a year and a half, I don't think games and Apple even came up once. We had like a page on gaming in our magazine, and it was all, we were scrambling to fill it with like Zoo Tycoon.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like us now.
Yeah, very much.
All right. Is that enough of Apple?
Yeah.
I think so.
That'll do
Sounds
it.
Sounds good to me.
There's not too much to say about Tech 5, and it's, you know, outside of the Apple announcement. I mean,
right,
they showed a demo that they said that they had assembled quickly, you know, and that it would run better with a little more time. And it certainly looked good. I mean, there were complaints online that it was more of the old Crisco factor that that you got out of a lot of stuff using the id's engine.
It's kind of hard to tell from that
more
video.
More brown.
Well, just, you know, the slippery shininess, everything. And some people, it was funny. I mean, you look at the YouTube comments and, you know, they're complaining about, you know, that they were noticing performance issues in that. And it's like, oh, God. But the cool point, the point of the matter is something that Carmack's been saying, you know, and to us even in our last few times we've interviewed him is that, thanks, Jeff. Chew on your glasses while I talk. Yeah, that's you. Eat your glasses.
Thanks.
Please continue doing it.
Yeah, it doesn't get annoying anymore.
But that now with this new technology, the artists have the ability to go and basically have, I mean, an entirely unique game worlds in that, rather than tiling assets. It's basically the mega texture, your idea, taken to an even greater degree so that you have, you know, in a 20, how many, you know, what did he say? How many gigs of information was in that little demo they showed?
An
extraordinary amount, but I mean, it was surprisingly low though for the lack of repetition in it. You know, it's basically the old megatexture thing written again, but with, you know, that it carries over to interior environments, everything. You know, every single prop and object in the world, you could just, you know, manipulate. The artist can manipulate it in any way. You know, here, see, she's fit, and it's not going to be crushing, you know, your memory budget or whatever. So that's the fun part of it.
So anybody can see that video. You could just Google Carmack and...
Id Tech 5.
Id Tech 5, yeah. Or not Google, sorry. Just do a search on YouTube and it'll come up.
Ryan, yeah, would you wake up if I told you it could render the Flash TV series in real time?
No.
You like that?
You ever notice that Ryan kind of looks like John Carmack?
What? People on the forums.
That's why he grew the beard.
Said that. On our forum. I don't know.
Maybe a little bit.
Notice you never see Ryan and John in the same place.
I think so.
Who did he look like last week?
Gordon Freeman.
That's right.
God.
What?
I know. What a broad brush you're painting with there. Don't you? Okay, you're like, let's do the math.
Like?
He's got glasses. He's got glasses. And he's got glass.
Also, he kind of looks like Gordon. Rosie O'Donnell.
What the hell?
It's true.
So, Darren, you want to... bring your contest to
okay, let's end this contest since I wasn't around last week to
please no more entries.
No more. We
let's
are done.
Tell people quickly again what the contest was.
Okay, basically there's the magical writing of, was it Keith R.A. DeCandido, and he had written the Command and Conquer Tiberium Wars novelization of the game in book form.
which we are huge fans of.
And we put a contest out there, said the best examples of fan fiction, we'd throw them a copy of the book, because I got a bunch of copies sent to me at the office, and I can't get rid of them. They keep reappearing on my desk, even though it's like a homing beacon in that thing. So Luke Smith Hot Sis by far wrote the one that cracked us up.
You got like that username too.
Yeah.
Luke Smith's Hot Sis.
And now Luke Smith's gone.
Luke is gone.
Change that to like
get
Ryan Scott's
it.
Hot Sis.
Ryan Scott Hot Sis. Yeah. We'll let you make an alt account, dude.
So, I don't have the voice craft talents to put this to do this this entry justice. You want to give it a shot, Sean?
I'll try, because there's that rad line about
exactly. There's like the second line in is like,
is this the winner, by the way?
This is the winner.
This is the winner of the CNC fan fiction contest.
But I might be able to actually scrounge up extra copies, so there will be other winners. I mean, if they actually want copies of this thing.
I'm going to venture to say that this is probably not the winner that EA would have picked.
Probably not. That's a safe bet.
Okay. I'll spare the voice. I'll just read it with enthusiasm.
I can do that.
Okay. Well, there's more. There's plenty of reading to go around.
Well, no. Well, that's. Like, well, I don't think we need to like,
Kane enters his eggplant-colored M2 Bradley vehicle. As he sinks into the purple beanbag and grasps the 14-inch purple dildo shifter, he reflects on the nuclear devastation he's about to unleash on the cowardly GDI. His little love gimp from the night before settles in on a matching bag. She's not overly attractive or ugly, the kind of girl who gets more dates than women on the extreme ends of the beauty spectrum. She removes the Snuffleupagus costume and stares blankly out the window, wondering if Kane will call again after he drops her off at Grandma's. Kane, ignoring her, continues to plot his evil as they barrel down the old logging road. He shifts into fourth gear and briefly feels a niche in the nether region. Should have covered his soldier, he muses. Soon, everything will be in flames, and his purple furry toy will be engulfed in the inferno. His hand squeezes the shifter a little tighter, and a smirk crosses his diabolical face. So, we're declaring that a winner. And let it be known that this is the first that any of us have read past the second line. I think it was like the stick shifter image that
kind of
made it. Yeah. So here's some more. Maybe there's some choice lines from the other ones that you that made them stand out.
Okay. Well, from let me see.
The problem is some of these dudes got into it. They wrote us damn novels.
I know. It was so excerpts. Weird. Yeah. These guys. We were asked for. I was hoping for like a paragraph or two from people, and some guys just went way off the deep end. So
some of them, it's like they just happened to have like the letter that like they sent to Penthouse and that it got rejected to the Penthouse forum.
Switched around a couple words.
No thanks, dude.
And then it turned into the most creative flame war ever when like guys started like using the fan fiction forum as a way to like insult each other.
Yeah,
that never happens on the internet.
I know. Okay, so just let me see a choice bit from Cheat Zero. He was kind of like recreating the life of a guy who works inside one of the factories that build scorpions and shit.
Very creative.
Which I thought was actually a pretty good call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let me see. He awoke. He's
getting in there.
He awoke sharply with "Your life for Kane" as he takes a moment to realize it's his alarm clock. He looks over at his floppy wife, who is still asleep, spooning her cat instead of him. He ponders the status of his relationship and the thought of the direction of the marriage is rousing. He shrugs it off with a huge cup of coffee and sets off on his commute. He walks into the office in this factory, hangs his coat, looks at his inbox. It's almost to the ceiling with scorpion tank requests. There are some days when he just wants to walk outside and scream at the guy in the sky, "Why can't you just make anything else, you fucking noob?"
This guy, like, he needs a novel. He's definitely going to be a winner because, like, this guy, I think he'll like, let me just say, I think he'd enjoy the novel.
Oh, yeah.
This kind of an eye for detail.
I like that last line there. He was, like, talking to you, the gamer.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Very meta.
I kind of
like that. Uh-huh. Okay, so, all right. You know what? That's seriously, like Luke Smith taught this, or you win.
I think the other dude wins, too.
And again, Cheat Zero, wins.
Yeah, that seemed like
that was actually a legit idea on that one, so.
Okay, we have two winners.
You have two wieners.
Congratulations to both of you.
You both get books.
Congratulations. Yeah.
There you go.
Way to go. Congratulations. You can march through your hometown with that book with pride.
No doubt.
No doubt. No doubt. You will be contacted.
We're done, man.
I hope so.
Ryan killed it, man. I'm going to blame it on you this time. The people can get mad if they didn't want the show. When you're sitting there like
Ryan?
Sleeping. Yeah, man.
Makes
me want to get out of here.
Huh?
Well, maybe we should then.
And I thought it's because you're like you're drawing the cord around your neck right now.
Well, that part sucks too. That's a fucking buzzkill.
Seriously, we need a picture of this. Anyone got a camera phone on him or something? Because
we could go out this, Jeff. You wanted to comment. Here's one of those rad moments where you were like patrolling Craigslist. You don't need to try to explain what you were doing on there. But and then you aim me something you found.
Uh-huh.
And this is called "To All the Dudes That Play Video Games. Thanks, a big thank you. I wish that I could buy more games for you all. Here's why. Your love for the Xbox and Nintendo has gotten me more pussy than looks, charm, or money could ever get me. While you tap your controllers, I'm tapping your girl. While you scream with joy at the TV screen, your girl is screaming with ecstasy in my pillow, my headboard, my couch, my shower, my life. I love it. My only advice to you all is to buy more video games and keep ignoring your other manly duties. P.S. I hate video games.
So, wow. I love that guy.
That dude's
He's a real winner posting on Craigslist with that.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
He's reaching his target market.
Ignoring your manly duties. That's the second time that's come up.
Really?
Remember on Legendary Thread, Karen got that email about ignoring her womanly duties?
You're right.
Whoa.
So we're all ignoring our
genderly
biological
duties
by playing video games. Dang. Interesting.
And what the hell pissed him off? What is this in the first place? I mean, can we like try to make up
what
our own backstory?
Us?
Yeah, like, what would motivate you to Google Craigslist? Jeff, you can explain that part.
Sure.
Two, to fucking post on Craigslist, and then three, to post that you hate that people play video games, but then to turn it around and say, "No, I really like it because it means I get to tap your mom."
I gotta say, like, if that was me as like surfer douche of the web, whatever his name is. I wouldn't tell people my tactic. Fucking let people keep doing it.
Right.
Just keep patrolling.
Keep patrolling.
I think Tails has told him he wasn't going to be friends with him anymore.
It's probably one of those those, what is it, you know, in our nerd hierarchy where you write yourself into your own eroticism? It was probably a variation on that, but where you, like, put it in a public forum, but you present it as fact rather than fiction. Like, that could just be an entry in his, like, masturbatory...
Probably is somebody who's playing video games all day.
Yeah.
And he imagines this is what some
guy is
doing.
He sent that to Craigslist from inside Second Life. Where he was banging like a reindeer or something.
Yeah, the whole thing makes no sense.
So, and you found that on Craigslist in the rants
In the rants and raves section.
In the casual encounter section.
Me.
Rants and raves.
Yeah,
I was seeing if anybody answered my ad.
Oh, so before we go...
I'm just like awkward pause. Yeah, okay, whatever. Well, good luck with that, Jeff.
Okay, by the way, do we have a cricket sound effect on the?
Well, there's some stuff I don't want to talk about.
Just
that.
Do that.
It doesn't make me feel right. You're being a bad boy. No, go on. Let's talk about your ad.
Okay.
Now that I've killed it. No, sorry. Okay, so before
I
go, I wanted to
costume
to give a shout out to Neo Gaff Forums. Poster Zooted Granny. He did all of the production on the GFW radio intro skit this day. Woo-hoo. This day. So it was interesting and it was kind of cool for me. It was one of those, you know, remember, you know, like in at the dawn of the advent of the internet and everyone's like, you know, this is going to just, you know, just prove the miraculous capacity of mankind to work with one another and all this sort of thing. And you're like, and then it really, of course, you know, it basically turned into Craigslist casual encounters after that.
Right.
But this guy proved it otherwise. It was one of those rad moments where I sat and I recorded all the different audio samples, and then I was like, hey, I don't know the first thing about assembling this. And Sean, who normally does such a wonderful job on everything, is out of the question because here we are in production week, you know, with the magazine, and we barely had time to come and record this podcast, let alone to ask him to do it. So anyway, I put out a request for help. I had, you know, quite a few people offer to do stuff. And so both Zooted Granny and then One Up Boards, Big White Ryan, volunteered and just did a remarkable job. The hardest thing was deciding who's to use. In the end, it decided on Zooted Granny's, and we're going to put up Ryan's on our blog and our forums and stuff so everyone can hear that too. It's got a definitely different vibe to it. But anyway, just wanted to thank them. Did a killer job and save Sean a whole lot of work. And
thank you.
Yeah.
And we all thank you.
And there's that. It made me believe in the power of the internet.
It's a wonderful place, the internet.
Remind people of the contest.
And what?
Remind people about the voting for the...
You got to decide. There was no victor was decided for that rap battle. You're gonna have to write in.
Can we rewind it to the beginning again and listen again?
Can we dub it 8-Bit Mile?
Bring it back. Bring that shit back. And then, 8-Bit Mile is now the name, thanks to Darren.
Word.
And on that... Are we out? Are we out? Are we out? Are
We're
we
out.
This One Up podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more. Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.